Welcome back, everybody, to the Nosebleeds podcast. I'm Chris Witt, and with me, as always, is Mr. Adam Schmidt. Adam, how are you today, sir?
Fat, how are you?
Same.
All right.
How about that?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's...
I'm feeling plump these days,
but
boy.
I've lost a few pounds, but I've steadied off. Actually, we just had a dinner, and one of my wife's cousins... looks at me as I walk in and I'm saying hi to everybody. And I don't, her boyfriend, they've been dating for a while. And I don't see him very often, maybe four times a year, five times a year, not a lot. And he's, you could tell when somebody's just trying to make some small talk or whatever, you say, giving hugs. We're the last ones there. And he said, "Hey, oh, hey, you've been losing some weight." And I was like, "Nope, fattest I ever been in my life. Thanks, though." I sat down next to her sister, and I was like, "For real, I have lost a few pounds. I don't know why." She was like, "Oh, it's totally cool. We should always. He's the newest one. You should be able to give him a little razz, right?" I was like, "Okay, as long as I'm not an asshole, then I guess
That's
it's
good.
okay."
That's
First
quick.
thing, just real quick, just oh, nope, fattest I ever been in my life. Appreciate it though. I said, "This jacket is slimming."
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
That's
why.
true for me. I'm the fattest I've ever been in my life, man.
I am currently not, but I'm still large.
I went to the gym the last 2 days.
Good for you,
I
bud.
go to the gym all the time.
Yeah.
After the gym yesterday, Skyline. After the gym today,
Shake.
Canes.
Canes. You're a big Canes guy. I've talked to you in Canes parking lot multiple times.
Yeah, that's true.
Multiple times. And
That's true.
yesterday I talked to you and you were in Skyline's
Canes
parking lot.
Yep.
Nice. Nice, nice,
Yeah.
nice. All right, so we got a little different podcast today, right? We don't have a ton of topics, a bunch of little stuff, not a lot of crazy stuff. We of course have our Mount Rushmore of Japanese baseball players of all time, and Donnell Rollins, A New Day, I believe it is on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's A New Day. Just don't go through my phone. It's the biggest thing. Just don't go through my phone. Adam, we've talked about betting on this a lot, right? I'm
Yeah.
going to go ahead and I'm going to start with this.
Okay.
I've got a couple things I want to ask you about. I'm not going to ask you about this. I'm just going to tell you.
Please.
So I want to say, was it maybe November, December
I don't know.
timeframe that I first jumped on and actually took advantage of the free money they were finally giving away,
Yeah.
and I did some free bets, and then I cashed a couple $100 out, and I was like, "I'm taking a couple $100 out. I'm doing pretty good." I think I put 10, $15 in there between the two apps, and then got a bunch of free money, and got down to zero a couple times. And my last bet hit, moved it back up, got myself up a few times. Adam, I told everybody in my little betting group chat that we're in, I said, "This is it, boys." I said, $1.67. I'm taking this $1.67 today, and in 1 month I'll have $100 in my account.
Okay.
So $1.67, minus I made a four leg parlay minus 119. So doable, very doable. Not even getting my money back, or not even doubling my money. Jalen Johnson to get 10 points, he got 7. DeJounte Murray 15 points, he got 18. Garland, 2 threes, he had 3, and DeJounte Murray, 4 rebounds, he had 2. So that's a big L. I officially have $0 in the account, and I think that's it. I had my fun. The time ran, I ran through it all, and it is what it is, but I think I'm done. I think I'm done hanging it up. I got a little crazy there a couple times. I got a little crazy.
Yeah.
Like last week, I just bet every single favor or every favorite in college basketball one night. And then the next night, I bet 50 cents a pop.
Oh,
I
okay.
bet every single underdog. And I'm like, if I bet 50 cents on every underdog,
Yeah.
one of these big ones hit, let's go.
Sure.
And I bet like $19 and won like 12. So I lost what, 7? Anyway, it's over. I'm done.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, you made that $5 or whatever last a
Yeah,
long
it
time.
did. It did.
I'm still on my okay, so I'm down to $3.04.
All right, and
And
that's
I
with the 50 that you got
right.
that I, yeah.
Yeah. So So I, yeah, and that's on the first $5 that I got, and I got up. Well, I mean, you start with 100 or whatever it was, and I won like four of my first five bets or something like that, and then since then, I'm in the red, but
It's over.
yeah, it
It's
is
over, bud.
pretty much over. I'll do something with that last $3 at
Oh
some
yeah.
point, but I knew I
Let
was
it
down
click
to,
for a while.
yeah, I knew it was down to basically nothing.
Yep.
And so I haven't bet in a little while.
There you go. Well, there's that. So the ladder bets I was trying to get into, turning $10 into 10,000 in 10 days. Yeah, that's done for. Done for. I even tried to try it a couple different ways, take some profits off. Nah, it's done. Done. Done, bud.
The WNBA season's coming up. You ever bet on Lady Basketball?
No, but I've bet on cricket. I bet a Korean. I one time last week I bet a Korean horse race in Seoul. Is Seoul's in Korea, right? Yeah. The horse race was in Seoul.
Course.
Missed it by a horse. Almost hit it. I have yeah. I bet just to, I try to bet some weird things just to say I did it, right? Like I bet a cricket match because I wanted to say I bet a cricket
Well,
match.
you were big into hockey there for a
Oh, I
week or
got
two.
huge into hockey, but I went on a roll in hockey. I hit like eight in a row. And then at one point I was like 12 of 16, and then all, yeah, and then the wheels turned came off just like everything else. I started doing more research on shots on goal. It's just shots on goal. That's what I was betting. Shots on goal.
Those are,
So silly.
you knew nothing about hockey, but you were an expert on shots
Bro,
on goal.
bro, I know all. You tell me a guy on it. You tell me a team. I only bet the teams that shot a lot, and if they were playing somebody that gave up a lot of shots on goal. So if you got something between those two teams, I'm your man. I help
Nice.
you out. Flyers, Stinkachich, and
Sure.
Tinkatkanich. There's a whole lot of itches.
Any itches and skis?
Yep, skis, lots of skis, and Onvich, Bonvich, Bonvich.
bitches.
Yep, for sure. So anyway, that's the end of that. Adam, you coached girls basketball for a long time.
Sure did.
My 7-year-old girl, second grade, had their second basketball practice today.
Beautiful.
Three guys coaching them. I am not coaching. So hard. It was so hard to sit there. And I was sitting next to this mom that just kept yelling at her kid. She's like, "I'm so sorry." I was like, "No, I get it. It's hard not to say something to them while they're out there. I'm over here pushing my hand, like, get over there. They want you over there." It's hard not to say something. She goes, "Well, it is because you can hear me over here." And it was funny.
It's good that you're a coach
Yeah,
because
I
you
know.
know how important it is for parents to not be coaching their kids during games and practices because that's
Exactly.
what the coaches are there for.
Yes, exactly. And I was, they look at me, I give them a thumbs up or, something like that.
You
Something good.
support them.
That's it. So anyway, my wife tells me we've got these coaches were really good. She was at the first practice. I was like, cool. She goes, it was a little weird there in, second grade. There's no traveling. There's no double dribble. You know how that little dribbler stuff goes. But they're teaching them jump stops. And I was like, oh, that's actually kind of cool. I was like, that's good. Throw a bunch of stuff at them. Try to get them to learn now. Maybe, even if the doesn't work, it's something that's in their mind. Got to practice today. We're running offense today, brother. We were running a five-out offense today. Pass and cut. Pass and cut. Yep. And replace. Pass, cut, and replace. Holy cow. I'm like, I get it. It's a great job by this guy. I totally think this is awesome for them to try to understand the scheme. But, bro, second practice, half hour on pass and cut. And then they took 10 last 10 minutes of practice and did a little. Well, it's 5-on-4. There's nine girls. Ooh, none of it. Yeah, none of it. None of it. But it's not going to click, obviously. It's first practice. They've done it. But it was like, I was like, okay, there's probably some more fundamentals we can take a half hour of practice and
That it
focus
is
on.
all skill work,
That's what I was
basically.
thinking. I get it. And I get it. He doesn't want the kids running up to each other, trying to take the ball from each other and saying, pass me the ball and getting in a big clump. I get it. I get it. Good on him. Good on him, because he obviously has had a kid that has done it probably last year and saw the chaos, which is little dribblers.
But practice too.
But it, yeah. So, it the first, I mean, the guys were great. All three coaches were awesome. They know what they're talking about. They were working on retreat dribbles, like dribbling down, taking two dribbles down, getting to your defender, and retreat dribbling. The kids can't dribble yet, but we're working on retreat dribbling. There's some things it was like, okay, I get where you're coming from, and I love it. I love it. I do. Maybe not right now though. Maybe this is like it, the halfway through the year, my kind of thing, right? So anyway, what are your thoughts on that? Thoughts on that? I could be totally, and I'm not mad about it. Like, it's not like I think they're ridiculous for doing it. I think it's cool that they're, I'm all about throwing a bunch of stuff at kids and see what clicks and what doesn't. You know what I mean? If what's the worst that can happen? They maybe retain a little bit. That's a good thing.
That age, that early in the year, I gotta think. Gosh, you gotta do a lot of dribbling. You gotta do all basic fundamental stuff. You can do pivoting,
There was
pick
some
the ball
pivot
up and
drills.
pivoting and stuff like that.
There was a pivot drill. There was a pivot drill. I think
A lot
that could
of
have been worked on a lot more.
yeah.
The pivot, because that was a pretty quick, they spent a lot more time on the offense. And I love the pivot. I love them working on a pivot drill because it explains to the kids that, when you stop, even though there's no rules in little dribblers, they just pick the ball up and run with it sometimes. But it's teaching the kids you're not supposed to, right? Like, here's what you do. Move. Even if you don't pivot exactly correctly and you're moving your other foot, at least you're trying to, and you're not trying to just walk with the ball. I thought that was great. Keep working on it.
Yeah,
Personally, rules.
rules, going over
Love it.
rules with them. A lot of defense, a lot of sitting down and moving your feet on defense and
Didn't do
the
any of that
basic
today.
stuff.
Nothing, no defense today, which would have helped because when they played five on four. That's 5-on-5, one of the coaches played. When they played that, half the kids didn't know that they were on defense. So it would be good. And just say, hey, when you are on defense, let's just focus on butt to the basket or something, right? Like, just think if you're ever looking for your man and you're looking for your wristband, go find your blue wristband that matches yours and then face them and put your butt to the basket, right? Like, something simple. You could tell there were three young guys. Every one of them was like 6'4". I was like, these are some legit, these dudes look like they probably play ball, right? And it was right hand dribble, left hand dribble, and then they're crossing over. They were crossover. And I'm like, okay, let's go. Cross it over. Let's go. We gotta go between the legs here in a minute. What are we gonna do? Let's get these little kids going. But in reality, they picked up on a lot of it really well. I just, when they ran that, when he said, we're going to run an offense, and I'm like, whoo, okay, five out. Passing
That's
count.
interesting. It does seem too early for that to me, but that's fine. You want to introduce it just so they see it. That's fine. At that, they're confused by, and I'm saying this because my niece played last year, last couple of years. It was the same deal. They don't know when they're on offense. They don't know when they're on defense. Work on that stuff first,
That's
right?
that was a big thing in my head was, let's focus on the not just basics, but like even more basic than basic. Like you said, like what is, like he said,
Break
what are,
down the
yes.
details of the basics in the simplest form you can. Spend a lot of, is it hour, did you say? Is it an
It
hour
was an
practice?
hour. It was an hour.
See, and that
We had one.
just working on ball handling, defense. I mean, you can spend most of a practice on that, and then maybe you do some layups or something
Bounce,
like that.
bounce. They didn't really shoot at all. It was
Passing.
a lot of bounce pass, a lot of, and before we did just standing in front of each other bounce passing, it was just immediate stand in front of each other and shuffle down the floor while we're bounce passing and chest passing. I'm like, maybe we should just chest pass and bounce pass
That's
first, right?
yes, right.
But it's hard for me, and I get it. They were all young guys, and I'm sure these are probably all three of their oldest kids, and they're, I'm not making fun or
No.
get it's how it is. I'm sure I was the exact same way with baseball and other things. I'm sure I know for a fact I tried to introduce stuff into baseball, and as I was doing it, I killed it. I had to kill it while we were in the middle of a drill because it was like, okay, we need to take a step back.
I remember you stopping the third practice, I think, the first year you coached, and said, "We're working on sliders right now." And you had every
If
kid
you can't
throwing
grip, if
sliders
your little
at
8-year-old
5 years old.
hand can't grip a slider now, you're never going to be able to do
And I agreed with that when you did that.
it.
I thought that was a good move.
Yeah, if we're working on hook slides and pop-up slides first practice, all right, let's go.
There you
There's no stealing. It's
go.
station to station, but we're working on hook slides and pop-up slides right now. Let's go.
And we're leaning into inside pitches. Let's work on
Oh,
that too.
absolutely.
You got to
Absolutely.
take one.
Absolutely. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. It happened today.
Amazing.
And like I said, as a guy who coaches a lot between the both of us, it's kind of one of our favorite things to do in life. I'm sitting back there. I just smile on my face. I'm here for you, boys. I will help you. Whatever. I'm here for you. I love it. The one rule, they had one rule. When you pass it, you cut. And then they made a second rule that you had to replace somebody and move over. So there's a lot more than one rule, bro. You're not. So the one rule was pass and cut. So then all of a sudden they were telling the kids they could pass anywhere they want. You pass to either person. Now you've got Pete person on either side. So they pass to the corner and that person cuts.
Okay.
Okay. So we on something like that, we would just replace. Or most actually from the top, from the wing. Pass back up to the top, cut, and you're replacing back on your side. You're not going to the opposite side. And the way that we would run it, right? I mean, just your bottom corner picks up and you just replace him on that same side, not go to the opposite side. Normally, I think that's how we do it. Then pass the ball to the corner, you cut and you go all the way to the other side. They're rotating all the way around. Then they pass to the corner, the corner cuts, corner passes. And then he told that person on the wing, well, the corner guy cut. They don't want him going back to his spot and they can't rotate because the ball's on the wing. Just dribble down here. So they had the wing dribble to the corner. And I was, and as they were saying it, you could see the look on the guy's face like, oh boy, oh, this is bad. Like you could just see him thinking in his head, I'm not doing this. He's trying to be super basic and it, stuck him in the foot. Stuck him in the foot. It was pretty funny. It was interesting though. So anyway, I
That's, I
apologize.
mean, good for them for coaching that. That's
Absolutely. It's awesome. It's great. Yeah, good. It's a lot, but good.
Okay, good.
And
I
if you're
like that.
listening, I'm not mad at you. Keep coaching
No,
it. I'm fine with it. I love it. You guys are in charge, man. Not me. I'm just a fly on the wall, dude. I'm just everybody. I'm just every Joe.
That's right.
Every Joe, hey, I did have a parent today. I brought a pump with me because I know how it is. Most of these guys, I don't know these coaches, and they probably had the balls in the back of their car, and it got cold. I'm just in case. I know my two girls have flat balls because they keep them outside in the butt, on the side. So I brought the pump with me.
There are three basketballs in your front yard right now, though, by the way.
Absolutely, they are.
Yeah,
Yes,
I
that.
saw
But
them.
yeah, 100%. I'm surprised it's only three. So that's Parker shoots, 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 and then he takes his last shot and walks away. Wherever the ball lands is where it goes. It's probably, I think I saw it too when I pulled in. It's like almost in the street. Yeah. So dad next to me looks like a guy who probably knows, I don't know anymore. I used to think, used to be you could look at somebody and go, all right, that dude probably an athlete of some kind. Nah, I thought he looked like it. And he comes over to me and he goes, hey, does that have a gauge on it? I've got a hand pump, bro. This is a hand pump. Does it have a gauge on it? I said, no. I says, sir, ball knee pumped up. He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it does. And I was like, oh yeah, here, let me see it. And this thing's hard as a rock. And I was like, let's see. And I put it up to my head and it bounces to my tits. And I was like, I think it's got plenty of air in it, man. Oh, so it's just her problem that she can't bounce it to herself.
Yes.
I was like, yes, this actually might have a little too much air. I said, I won't take it out. And if you want me to take it out, I can, but it probably has too much air in it, to be honest with you. So you hold it up to your head and kind of give it a little drop. And if it goes to your waist, it's good. And he turned around, like huff and puff to get the ball back to his daughter. And I'm like, oh, if I'd have put more air in it, it might have exploded in my face. With the hand pump.
It would explode her face when she finally dribbles it hard and comes right back up.
Anyway, I thought that was fun. I had a fun day at practice today. A fun day
Nice.
at practice.
Very
This is
good.
going to be hard for me.
You'll be all right. I get it though. I totally get it. Okay. So you're coaching, baseball's in full swing. You guys have your first tournament this weekend coming up,
Yeah,
right?
we do. Everybody cross your fingers for the weather here.
That's what I was gonna do.
Don't talk about it. If you say that, I swear to God,
I won't say it out loud. I'm gonna look though.
Jared Smith, just keep your mouth shut. All right. What
Jared Smith.
I know the weather. I know
Oh,
the
you already looked
forecast.
it up. Yeah.
I know what the forecast is.
I
I
don't.
know
I
what's
true.
supposed to happen, but there's no reason to talk about it. It's full 3 days from now. It's okay. Everybody take it to you. On Monday, I'm getting texts.
Oh, you're in good shape. You're in good shape.
Yeah, I'm good shape for Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. I mean,
I got a chance for Saturday. Really good chance for Sunday. And if anything, they'll just do like a, they'll just put a bracket out. They'll just randomly draw teams and it'll just be a one and out.
Oh, so they'll change the tournament to just to get it
Yeah,
in.
if they can get something in, they'll do it that way. Yeah. They'll just do like a, it'll just be a one and out tournament and then start in the morning and play
Interesting. Okay.
instead of having the two pool play games if they lose that on Saturday.
I gotcha. Okay. So that's good. What else you got? You have a little project going on at the house, huh?
Oh, but I want to hear about yours first.
Okay.
Because I heard that we've talked about the fact that you've had camera for a while and then a package got busted into, broken open. And I think it was like, what was it? A foot scrubber or something that got stolen.
It was a box of 91 Upper
How
Deck
could I
baseball.
forget about that? Oh my God. It was right. It was a box of baseball cards.
Oh,
It just broke my
crushed
heart
my
a little bit.
soul.
That just broke me a little bit. Forgot about that. All right. So, and you apparently had had a camera for a while before that, never put it up.
That's right.
You finally put it up, huh?
I got a new camera, another camera.
Okay.
I got a ring. I got a
Got
ring
the ring.
doorbell, right? Got that for my birthday from my family, and finally got it up this past weekend. I finally, my dad kept asking me, he's like, "You got that doorbell up? You got the doorbell up yet?" No. Finally, I started this weekend looking at, reading all the direction stuff. I went to Home Depot twice.
Twice to put the doorbell up. What'd you have to get? I want to know what you got the first time, what you got the second time.
What did I get the first? I remember the second time. What did I get the first time? First time. Oh, the first time I got some
Screwdriver?
no drill bits, but masonry bits.
Oh, okay.
I got a couple
Do you
masonry
have a
bits.
hammer drill?
I don't. So this is what happened.
Okay.
This is what happened. I have a little 12 volt. The door. It's a DeWalt. Okay. Okay.
Did you take
But.
did you put the did you t put the masonry bit?
I tried it first, yeah,
Okay.
and I'm like, and I,
Something's wrong.
yeah, I mean, 30 seconds into it, I stopped and I called my dad. Can I borrow your drill? So anyway, so what that turned into was my dad came over
Was
and just
just
put the
gonna
thing
say,
up.
if that is that what happened?
It is what happened.
Okay.
But the second time before I called him, I went back and got a
Another masonry bit because you're
no,
broken.
no, I got a 12 inch level, and I'm like, first of all, I felt like I had one at one time, and I don't know what happened to it. And then I'm like, maybe I'm thinking about the one my dad has or something like that. He's got like a 6 or 8 inch level or
Little
something like that,
torpedo, little
little
torpedo.
torpedo level.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've felt like I've needed one a few times, like around the house
I've
and
got an
stuff.
extra one if you want it.
I'm good now because I looked around. I'm looking at all the levels. I'm like, well, that one's kind of nice. Well, that one's nice too. Finally got one. I ended up with a 12 inch, and then I got home, and my dad and brother and nephew all come over and to put up a doorbell, and so my dad ends up putting it up, and then going down and getting a couple more tools from my basement. I found the old 8 inch or whatever, 8 or 9 inch level that I had the whole time.
Nice.
So anyway. Got that up, and since then it's been really interesting. So I'm not 100%. I don't know how to use it all yet and everything, because I messed with the sounds and stuff at first, and I thought it wasn't working at first, and then I thought it was, and then now it's somehow which is what I wanted to do. You know that chime sound you hear on everybody's
Yep.
phone?
Yep.
I got it so it doesn't do that,
Perfect.
which is what I want.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting when I see the little notification that somebody's at your door. Like if I'm at work or something, I'm like, oh, who's this? What is this? You
Yeah.
know, I'm like, what's going on here?
You'll get over that fast.
And so, and it's so far it's really good because it doesn't pick up like, you know, people walking on the sidewalk in the front. It doesn't do cars going by or anything like that. So far it's just, and it's, I got it just right so that I can kind of see people if somebody comes into the driveway and if somebody comes up the steps on the side and then comes up the porch.
Just wait till you get a basketball hoop in there and you got a boy, little boy that plays basketball all day, every day. And all you do is get notification after notification after notification every 3 minutes.
Oh
Anyway,
yeah, that's
continue.
true. That's true. No, so I so you know it, every t it tells me there's somebody at my door every time I come and go, of course. And then that was one of the so like the one of the first times I look, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's me. So I'm watching the video of me leaving the house. I'm like, oh God, that's what I look like. God, I am getting fat. Jeez, okay. And then so I saw that at first, and then, you know, mailman, of course, you see the mailman. So now I know what time the mailman gets there, which doesn't mean anything. But then I saw there's a guy that lives behind me in over one that has maybe formerly a drug addict, or some, you know, bad alcoholic or something like that. And I think he's doing better, but I don't think he works, and I don't think, and then he doesn't have a car, so he rides his bike and he cuts through my backyard and through my driveway on the side, and he's scared me so many times. And he was very nice. The first three times he did it, and I was out there, he's like, "Hey man, I just want to ask you, is it okay if I cut through here? You know, I'm working on getting my car back and all that, you know, that kind of thing." And
And you said yes.
I said, yeah, that's fine. Even though I was kind of like aggravated because he scared me to death because I didn't realize he was right around the corner. And and I could tell, I'm like, you know, I don't know. He just seems a little off. But he was nice enough to ask me, you know, a couple of
Absolutely,
times.
yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's legit. So I'm like, okay. And so I see him. So I've seen him go back with his bike once now. And then I saw yesterday, I saw some adult walking a dog with a little kid riding a scooter back my driveway. I think it's the people that live
They
behind me
walk.
and on the other
They all
side.
walked back there, or just the kid did?
They all walked back there. So
Nice.
I think it's the people that live behind me and over
You didn't
on
know
the
you had
other
a
side.
catwalk, did you?
I didn't know I had a, yeah, no, I didn't know I had an alley to the next street over. But anyway, so I'm like, I'm like, what are they doing? What is, 'cause I don't know. I see that.
Now you need a camera in the back.
I know, well, I was, that's what I've been wanting to do all along. 'Cause I have a motion sensor light, right? That goes on in my driveway and in the back too. And that thing will go off, you know, you know, at night all the time. And usually it's there like rabbits, and once in a while there's a possum or something back there. And so it's, I'm sure it's usually that. But I just like, just one time I want to see, like, you know, if somebody's walking through the backyard for some reason that in the middle of the night or something like that. 'Cause you see the stories all the time on, if you have the neighborhood app and all that kind of thing. That's the other thing that I'll tell you in a second. But, you know, strange man seen on camera in backyard, and you see that stuff all the time. And I'm like, okay, you know, if that's happening in my yard, I want to know about it. Because if I walk out there, if I get home, you know, late at night, or if I'm leaving early in the morning for work or something like that, and there's somebody back there, I'm gonna be freaking out. So anyway, so yes, has it made me a little more paranoid?
Probably.
Maybe.
Probably. So I don't even pay attention to it that much anymore. Like once you have it for a while, it's like, although my like I get a like I just get a little buzz and it goes on my watch and I'll get a notification. It doesn't I have it to where it doesn't make noise, but it will buzz my watch saying, you know. And Every day I walk out the front door and my watch buzzes and I immediately look at it. I'm like, God damn, it got me again. Thinking it's an email or whatever, you know, and I just pop it up. I'm like, oh, I know whenever I walk in or walk out that this thing's gonna go off, and I still always look down to see what it is. It gets me there, but I don't watch it. I usually don't watch it. I try not to. I like watching it like when people deliver food, though. That's fun for me.
Yeah, I haven't had a, I don't think I, yeah, I haven't had a DoorDash delivery yet since I put it in this weekend. So,
Yeah.
I'll have to take a look at that.
I enjoy that.
Yeah. Cause that's cause I've gotten caught a few times looking out. So I have on my front door, I've got the little window all the way up at the top of the door, and I get on my tiptoes cause I'm a short king, and I get up there and I look out when I know they're close. And a couple times the person's right there. And I look down, I'm like, oh man.
Hey, how you doing,
And
bud?
for some reason I feel like I need to hide
For
because
a minute till
it
they leave, like,
yeah.
no, I gotta wait till they leave.
Yes. And I don't want them to see me for some reason. So yes, now I will know exactly when they drop it off and leave.
I want to know why to this day still I'll get DoorDash and they will put that on my porch right in front of the screen door.
Thank you.
Still to this day, there's videos been that was like a COVID thing where everybody knew to stop doing that. Why is that still happening?
It's and you have like a chair and stuff on
Yeah,
you have things which
most
that
of
can,
them put it on the chair. 90% of them put it on the chair.
that makes sense. I have a little, I might, I may have said this already. I have a little table, like a really small table right by my front door. When I order DoorDash, I put that out just so that I can open the door and it doesn't hit the table, but it's right there, right next to where I would open the door. 98% of the people, 99% maybe, will put it on there. Once in a while, somebody will put it on the ground in front of the door, 2 inches from the
2 inches.
table. And I'm like, huh?
Doesn't make a lick of
It
sense.
doesn't make sense.
It don't make a
How
lick
am
of
I going
sense.
to get my food without knocking it over and going outside to get it?
I just don't understand it.
Anyway,
I don't get it.
if you work for DoorDash, number one, thank you. You're doing the Lord's work.
Yes.
Number two, have some sense.
I hope I tip you enough. I know I don't. I'm sorry. I apologize ahead of time.
Really?
It tells me what to tip, and I just say, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that's
I
fine.
just did the other day. It was like
Sometimes it doesn't
60
seem.
bucks, and it said five. And I was like, I can't do that. I got to do like seven. But I still feel like that's not enough. But I don't know. It's,
Yeah.
you know, but why give me, why are you doing that to me? We talked about this last week.
Yeah. Anyway, you have a project. That was my project. Got it done. Thanks, Dad.
I want to know. So, did you have a doorbell before?
No, there was one on like the outside of the door when I moved in. I think it didn't work, so we just took it off.
Okay. So was so there's electric.
There
There
should
was
be one.
electric run to the old doorbell. Did
There
you
should be
put
one.
this Ring doorbell where the old doorbell was?
No, I
Okay,
put
because
it,
I
yeah.
was able to run, like I don't need, mine doesn't need batteries. Like, do you have to recharge yours? You have to
Yes.
recharge it. So my has an option where you can actually hardwire it to your old doorbell. So
Same. I had the option.
I hardwired it to the old doorbell and I was doing it. That's what I was just gonna, I was gonna chat with you about how you installed it, but now I know your dad did. So,
Yeah.
but you read the directions, so you know what you could have
I
did.
did. I was already, I had everything and I knew what I was gonna do. But then when I realized I didn't have the drill that I needed to get into the brick, I asked my dad to borrow his drill. He's like, yeah, let's just go over and do it.
You know what? I don't want you. I'll take care of it for you, son. Good for him. Good for him. All right, that's good. No, I do have a, I do got a little house project going. I decided, so I've replaced every inch of flooring in this entire house except for my bathroom and the kids' bathroom. So, you know, the rest of it, every, you know, the whole basement is has completely been changed. All the stairs are different. The entire first floor, the whole second floor, except for those bathrooms. So on the first floor, we had some tile. This big tile just in the entryway, and they just put it directly over the subfloor, which if you don't get the subfloor wet, and even if you do, it's probably not going to stick, which it was cracking and moving and all that. So easy to take up. right? Just kind of give it a little tap. Some of it, I just pull the whole thing up without even really trying. Super easy to take up. It was the best thing in the world. So in the room, I was like, man, I'm hoping that they're just as dumb up here. I hope they were. No, found out they put the Wonder Board down. They did it all correctly. And for 4 hours of my life, I busted the living daylights out of a bunch of tile, and it sucked so bad. My back and knees were killing me. I got about 3/4 of the way done, and I looked at my wife and I was like, that's it. I'm getting to this point and I'm done for the day. And I made the promise though that it would be done in a week. She knows by now.
Sure.
She knows by now. It's not getting done in a week. I didn't even take the toilet out yet, so I didn't get to the
Okay.
toilet. I didn't even break the stuff around the toilet. But no, it's pain. I'm so sore. Dude, I get so sore now just doing like banging away and prying up, and I got, you got the crowbar in there, and I got a chisel, and I got this, and I don't have my hammer drill doesn't have a still feature where I can put a chisel on it and hammer. Like, I don't have a hammer drill like that. So I can't just hammer it out. I'm banging on it, and ugh, dude, and I hit my knuckle twice. Slamming, I'm just trying to beat the living daylights out of this crowbar and slide off the side and hit the top of my knuckle. And it was rough, dude. That next night, I couldn't sleep because my legs were so sore from standing up down. I was on my knees most of the time. I got knee pads, right, for when I do tile before, when I've done tile in the past. So I bought knee pads, I've had knee pads for that.
Did you feel like Patrick Ewing?
Yeah, I did. I
Nice.
did feel like Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
But dude, I was so sore. I couldn't sleep because my legs were so sore. Like, was it restless leg or whatever you want to call it? Like, it was bad. I drank a ton of water, and I drank a
Good.
ton of beer too. I
Yeah.
don't drink a lot of beer anymore, but that project started going, and I got a 12-pack of beer and I put it in the
In the bathroom.
in the bathtub, closed the sheets, closed the blinds because it was dusty as hell. Closed the blinds. The blinds? The shower
Shower
curtain,
curtain.
close the shower curtain, stuck it in there every once in a while, reach in there, grab one, go back at it. I must have drank half a gallon of water that night, trying to like get my muscles going again, and nothing worked.
Get the
And
lactic
I
acid out of it.
refuse to eat a banana.
Yeah.
Refuse.
Yeah.
Give me
That's right.
what does bananas have in it? Potassium, is that what
Potassium.
helps it? Give me a potassium vitamin or something. I'm
Sure.
not eating a banana. If it tastes like a banana, I'm fine with that. Love banana flavoring and candy. I got no problem with that. But I'm not eating a banana. That's the grossest thing in the world, is
So
a
it's a
banana.
texture thing. I know we've talked about
I
this,
don't
but it's a
know. I don't
texture.
know what it is, but I don't like it. I can promise you that.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, I think it's a fruit thing, to be 100%
Yeah,
honest with
I
you.
can
I
see
think
that.
it's a fruit thing.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just to be honest. Anyway, yeah, so that yeah, that's what we got. That's what we got going on.
All right. So you're replacing that with other tile or with like flooring like
No, it's
this?
the exact flooring that's down here.
Okay.
It's
Well, you're an old vet at that. So once you get that stuff up, that's the hard part,
oh
and
yeah.
then you're done.
Yep. It's gonna be the I have hard I put bamboo flooring in the upstairs though, in the bedrooms and everything. So the flooring I'm putting is gonna be a little thinner than that. So I gotta get a transition that's gonna I don't have a transition anymore because I didn't buy any extra for this floor in the basement. Just don't even have one for the door right there. So I gotta figure that out.
So, serious question, the bamboo flooring, does that attract panda bears?
Yes. I've only had one that's made it over the Pacific Ocean and
Okay.
across country so far. It's been probably 6 years, 5 years, 5 years, 5 or 6 years. Only one thus far.
Okay. So they're not, so it's not a nuisance. I mean, once they're in, it's kind of a nuisance,
The
but it,
one
yeah.
it was a big deal, and
Yeah.
panda bears are not nice. I'm going to promise you that, especially when they've been traveling that far. Not kind. Not kind in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Because if it, you know, they don't have any way to have money, so you have to fly Frontier or something like that with the plastic seats and all that kind of
Yeah,
stuff.
I
So
yeah.
you're gonna, it's not gonna be an easy trip. And yeah. So I understand. I understand why they're like that, and I understand why it's so difficult to deal with them once they do get in the house. But is there a panda poison? Is there, what do you sweep it away with a broom? What do you,
Oh no, I swept the legs like Johnny in Karate Kid. And when he was down, it was just one swift karate chop to the throat, took care of business.
Nice. Okay.
Getting him out of the house, totally different story. Do you know how big panda bears are?
Oh, big one.
Monsters, dude.
Yeah.
That thing had to be 400 pounds.
Oh, okay. So that's, you're not throwing that thing in a garbage bag and just taking it out to the trash can. It's
No.
an ordeal.
No, he's buried in the back.
Okay. So you're getting like the straps that they use to lift refrigerators or something like that. You got to get some kind, you got to get like a strong doll
I had the
ear.
kids help.
Okay.
Kids helped.
Okay. So by that you mean the girls got him out.
Yeah,
You
basically. I
watch.
didn't do much.
I got you. That's what I figured. All right.
What else you got, Adam?
I got speaking of
Pandas.
Asian, speaking of Asian animals, not Asian animals, but speaking of Asia, we have the Mount Rushmore of Japanese baseball players. Japanese baseball players to play in Major League Baseball, right? Or do you have somebody on there? Do you
I
have
mean, you could have put, what's his name, Saharia O
Saharo?
or what, whatever. No, I did. In that played Major League Baseball, played here.
That's what I did too. Okay. All right. Would you like to do the honors? You're the
No,
baseball guy. I feel like.
you go first. I'm gonna go first for Donnell.
Okay. All right. I have a clear number one. He's one of my top five favorite players, period, probably ever. Ichiro Suzuki. It's weird to even say Suzuki, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ichiro.
Ichiro.
He came over here at 27 years old and what was one of the best players ever. He played till he was 40, 41, something like that, I feel like. And definitely one of the best hitters. Just so fun. His stance and his swing, his drag swing was so fun to, and the guy, it felt like he could just put the ball wherever he wanted. And was, not a power hitter or anything like that, but would put the ball wherever he wanted on the infield and beat out a ground ball. He stole over 500 bases in his career here. 311 lifetime hitter, which seems low because he hit like
330, like multiple
he hit
times.
374 or something one year, and 350 a couple, has the record for most hits in a season.
Doesn't he have like three of the top
I
five?
think he's got three of the top five. I think it was like 262 was the record. He was his very first year here in 2001. He was rookie of the year and MVP in his
That's
first
his
year in Major
first
League
year.
Baseball.
Yep. Fernando Valenzuela-esque.
Yeah. And
Picked
so
up Cy Young in rookie
Cy
of the
Young
year.
and he was, and by the way, one of the best defensive players ever too,
Very good.
for being 5'7", 115 pounds. He had an arm. He had a rifle for an
Yes, he
arm.
did.
It seemed like he was smarter than everybody else somehow. I don't know.
When he came over, it was like he was the guy.
He and Albert Pujols started the same year, I'm pretty sure. And it was like those two hit the ground running, and it was like they were
Yeah.
the best players in the league for a
A
while.
very long time.
So anyway, Ichiro is number one for me. It's not even close. And then I've got a guy who it's hard to put guys who haven't been around long, but Shohei
Yeah. I mean, come
Ohtani,
on.
he has to be on there. Modern day Babe Ruth, all the stuff that people talk about all the time. He's only I it surprised me. 2018, I think, was actually his first year. It feels like he's only been in the league 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. He
Yeah.
has. Yeah. But he's had two Tommy John surgeries and still unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, he has 132 home runs. It's 2.79 ERA lifetime so far. 11 11 and a half strikeouts per nine innings. He's one of the best pitchers and one of the best hitters. We've talked about him so many times in this podcast. And so he's easily on here. I'm going the next two might not statistically be compared to a couple other guys,
but they're your best.
But they're my guys. Hideo Nomo was the first Japanese player that I remember seeing and really like, this is guy's kind of a star, or you know, I knew who he was. 95. There weren't a ton of Japanese players yet in the league. And he came over and was really good right away for the Dodgers. Threw two no-hitters, I'm pretty sure, in his career. His
Rookie
first
of the year.
rookie of the year, his first 2 or 3 years were his best years. And then he kind of was mostly steady, had a couple not so great years, but pitched for the Red Sox for a while. A couple other teams too. And it was just he was just one of the first guys I remember seeing, like Hideo Nomo. I know how to pronounce his name, and he's
Yes.
good, and he's a Japanese
And
player.
everyone knew him because he's the only one that would turn all the way around when he
His
pitched.
windup,
Yes.
yes. Yeah, that was fun to see. And it's funny. I wonder why, like, so many Japanese players have similarities in their swings and in their windups, like little mechanics
Well,
and
think about it. Like, if you're coming over here to make, you're coming over here for money, right? Because they're going to make more money in America. Is, I mean, it's the only thing that makes sense to me, and it's where baseball came from, blah, blah, blah. So we're only going to get the best of their best. That's all we're going to get. So who do kids emulate? Who do kids emulate? The best
The
of the
best.
best. So when we see these guys and it's like, oh, look, they all do that? Well, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them because Hideo Nomo did it. So yeah, a lot of them did it, right? Ichiro Suzuki, unbelievable. How many guys does it feel like they're falling out of the box? Even though honestly, if you really watch, they're not falling out of the box when they make that swing, but their follow through takes them out of the box, right? Ichiro still has a beautiful swing, but his follow through takes him out of the box. His actual swing when he's at the point of contact and getting through the zone, he is fully in. Like anybody else would be. It's anyway,
It's like an efficiency thing. Like
it
he
100% it's an efficiency thing,
yeah.
and their Japanese people got efficiency down when it comes to hitting.
Yeah, I love that.
It's a whole lot of like girls softball, and like they that's a type of swing. When they take batting practice, they bunt, they do that little slap. Swing bunt, slap bunt, whatever, and then they swing away. And it was like it's like that little slap, right? That's kind of how it felt.
Yeah.
Except every once in a while he'd pull one with it and hit it out.
Yep. Okay, so I've got Hideo Nomo.
This is the one. This is gonna be the key. This is where we're gonna have fun and figure out where the last one is because the first three are exactly the same.
Okay. We're not gonna have this isn't gonna be the same for us.
Okay.
Masanori
Go with the first guy, Numa,
Murakami.
1964, baby.
Murakami, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it is.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It is not. It
All
is
right.
not.
First Japanese player in Major League Baseball. Let's see. He only played two seasons. And he, let's see, 3.43 ERA in two seasons with the Giants, in like 89 and a third innings or something like that. So he must have pitched in relief. And then he was 22 years old and he left and went back to Japan. He was a very young dude and pitched a couple years here. And just for being the first Japanese player,
He made it
I
on
like
for
it.
you. I like that. That's good. So I go between three guys, right? I mean, there are plenty of guys you can talk about. There's been a couple Yankees like Arabu who played during the Jeter years, you know, 97 who was on a lot of those teams that won a couple World Series. You've got who all was I looking at? Okay, and then you got guys like Hideki Matsui. We talked about this before, right? He played on a bunch of the Yankees teams, just a absolute power hitter when it came to for Japanese players. Unbelievable. Played was unbelievable for years in both New York stops that he was at. And then now one that's hard for me is because I was a huge Red Sox fan. And when Daisuke came up, when Daisuke Matsusaka, because I don't know how to say Daisuke Matsu, I don't know how to say his first name.
Daisuke Matsusaka, that's what I
That's
remember everybody
Daisuke
saying.
Matsusaka. The dude had like seven pitches from three different arm angles, and he caught them all these crazy like tornado spinner and things like that. Just unbelievable. He was one of my favorite pitchers, and he played for Boston when they won their second World Series. No, 2008.
Yeah, second, right?
Yeah.
04 and
Yeah,
08.
04, 08, then 14, 19. No, they won a third
I
one.
forget.
They've got three right now, right? Or is it just two?
Was it?
I don't
I
know.
don't
That's how bad we are.
remember.
And then my last one that I'm trying to figure out to go with is a guy who has finished in the top 10 in Cy Young quite a few times. Runner up the year that we our guy won it. Puller Hair, choker out, Trevor Bauer.
That one.
Hugh Darvish at this moment in time is one of the top pitchers in baseball still. Like,
Yeah.
dude is legit. So mine probably goes between Matsusaka or Matsui, Hideki Matsui, Daisuke, and Hugh Darvish. And I hadn't made a final pick yet, but I was pretty sure that if you picked one of those, I was just going to pick another one since the first three were exactly the same. I wanted to do one. That's why I said we're not going to be the same now, because I knew that it was going to be one of those three.
Gotcha.
But now that I get to choose between any of them, that's a tough one, man, because Hugh Darvish is still playing and he is so good. He is so good. But I think I'm going to go with Daisuke.
Daisuke Matsuzaki.
He was my guy there for a very long period of time. I
Yeah.
love Daisuke.
It was good.
There you go.
Good Red Sox rotation pitcher for a while. Good. All right.
There you go.
I like it.
So that
I
brings us
like
to
it.
the final part of this podcast.
Yeah.
Donnell Rollins.
Yeah.
New day.
That's right.
Adam, I took notes on Donnell Rollins this
Nice.
time. Now,
Very
this was
good.
2 days ago. So, and this is you got to remember that my handwriting is terrible. So, can you read any of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Read the third line.
Let's see. As soon as the it's a surprise part. Soon as the something, it's a
As
surprise
soon as
part.
they're born, it's a surprise party.
Oh, born, born, born.
So once again, a lot of these, I'm just jotting stuff down real quick, and I don't remember the joke. I don't remember what was so funny about it. Very first one was girl, I'm a Sagittarius, when he was talking about their different words and what they mean. Like when they, I can't remember the word that he used. See, this is what sucks about this. I need to watch it like an hour before we do
I
this.
know, same. Yeah. It was I think it was when he's like, they got all the mental health terms
Yeah.
down. And yeah, and he's like, you're a narcissist, maybe.
Yeah, narcissist. You're a
Is that what he?
narcissist, but I'm a Sagittarius. I
Yeah,
thought
yeah.
that was good. Let's just put it this way. He was saying, you've been snow bunnied. He said, I feel like I'm a mom and a dad. I'm a transparent. I thought
Yeah.
that was really good. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I thought this whole thing was good. I never stopped laughing from start to finish. He's funny. He's very funny. I mean, there's some parts where it gets kind of giggly and like a slight run on, and I don't know what he's talking about for about five, but it's only for like 5 seconds, and then he's right back into where it's like, okay, we're back. All right, cool, we're back. And when he gets in there, he's so, dude, this is one of my, I'm gonna tell you right now, this is one of my favorite specials that I've heard in a long
Wow.
time. This is, I've got a big number on this.
Okay.
Big number.
I can't wait.
Big number. But he was talking about the blackest guy ever. And if he catches you, he says you've been snow bunnied if you're white girls. I thought that was hilarious. And I didn't know who that guy's name was.
Dr. Umar Johnson.
There you go, Mr. Umar Johnson. Donnell said he wasn't gonna tell him how old he was. He's just older than hip hop. He
Yeah.
said, I'm older than hip hop.
He
Oh, so good.
is older than his The mother of his kid's mother.
Mom. I love that. He said he went to Africa, or not Africa. Where did he go? Australia. And he was just, no, he didn't see any black people over there. So he was just telling people he was Idris Elba so he can get as much as he could while he was out there. And said the one girl figured it out and said, that's Ashy Larry.
That's right.
She said some other things, but
Yeah.
I stopped it.
Yeah, there's a lot that we can't say that
A
he
lot.
said.
That was really funny as we try to keep this PG as much as possible. Ain't no one want red and green peppers. No one wants Mexican spaghetti.
Yeah.
Oh, some of these jokes. Oh, some of the jokes are so good. He was talking about making chicken and just taking it and throw it. Oh, there's some really funny stuff on that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good, a lot of I don't know how to get into it because I'm not good at. I wrote a bunch of stuff down and I was excited, and then I started reading and I was like, I can't just read the one liner. I'm just reading the punchline and it's not funny at all without the rest of the joke. I've got to do a better job of taking notes.
Well, and it's tough if you watch it, a few days before or whatever, it's tough to remember exactly all the details of what that was, what that note was about. Okay. You have a big number.
Go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say about this. Would you like, would you not like? You didn't like the stammering, right?
That was, he's a loud, fast-paced guy sometimes, and he will get into, yes, he will get into a little zone where he says like a whole bunch of words that are kind of related to it, but he cuts them all off.
Yeah.
And it's really fast, and it's like kind of part of the joke. And it was really interesting because I had the closed captioning on. It was really interesting to read that
Yeah,
during
yeah.
this thing.
Most of the words were not the words that came out of his mouth.
Yeah, it was yeah, and it was like part of words and kind of strange. But I the first part, it was really mostly the first half of it. I was distracted by how often he uses the N-word.
He does. He uses it a
I'm like,
lot. He
oh,
drops a
we've
lot.
seen
I mean,
plenty
I
of.
was just gonna say, I mean, Dave Chappelle, I think, might use it just as much.
No, I don't think so at
You don't
all.
think so?
Not even
Oh, dude, I think
close.
Chappelle uses it quite a bit.
There, who
Quite a
was it
bit.
Monique maybe or
Oh, yeah.
somebody? We've had a few
Yeah.
people who have used it a lot,
Yeah.
or just like overused MF or something like that. And I'm like, that gets distracting to me sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. It can help make things funnier, but like when it's after every single thing that comes out of your mouth, it's like, all right, now it's just distracting. Anyway,
Oh, we're gonna be way different on this.
we're good. Look, it was funny. There were some really funny parts. There were some parts where I'm like, that could have been funny if he was like a little bit calmer about it, or if he like slowed down a little bit, or if he like, changed a word or two. Like, I don't know. There were a couple things like that, but
His brother's potato salad. I mean, that was pretty good stuff.
oh, that was
Oh,
all
that
good
was
stuff.
awesome.
Yeah, the gay black men in America need the best potato salad. I mean, that was so funny. And then he went on for 5 minutes about it. It was good. Yeah, let's see. I think, yeah, that was the first thing. The Dr. Umar Johnson you mentioned. All the stuff about that was really funny.
Yep.
Let's see. Yeah. He was talking about it was Af no, it was
It
somewhere,
was
but there were
Australia.
African people there
Well, it was
'cause he said
Australia, and he finally saw another black guy,
it was an
and
African guy.
he called him your N bomb, and he
Yeah.
said, "I am no you mother
Yeah.
motherfucker."
Yeah. So and then he was talking about how like big their eyes are or something like that, which only
That was what I said. That was what I wrote down there.
yeah,
That's what
that's
that was. As soon as they're born, it's a surprise
surprise
party.
party, right? That was funny. I'll tell you
See, I
what
couldn't remember where I wrote that from. That's what it's
that's
from.
what it's from. The first thing he did was he had a really nice suit on and he had the red socks and he put the sock. Yeah, the suit. I wrote down suit movements.
Suit moves
It
are
was
so good. That was so good.
that was very
That
funny.
was so
And
good.
I knew exactly what he was talking about too. You've seen people do that, right?
Hey, what's up, my guy? How you doing, my guy? How you doing, my guy?
So funny. Yeah, all the stuff toward the end, he talked about how, He's dated a lot of younger women, but he talked about the brand new old. I wrote down woman. He only used one word for talking about females. But let's see the white version of the You Name It song at the end.
Well, that was, dude, that was pretty funny too.
That was funny. So that's what I those are the things I wrote down. I'm ready to give you my number.
All right, let's hear it.
Why don't you go? I'll go because your number's bigger.
I dropped mine down. I just dropped mine down a little bit after hearing you
No.
talk. I did just a little bit. Not, it's nothing, but it's still a big number.
That's why I
Still a
wrote
big number.
I
It's
wrote my
okay.
number on another
It's
page
okay.
so
It's
you didn't
okay.
get
I've got,
influenced.
I'll tell you what my first number was, and I'll tell you what I'm gonna give it.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
I gave it a 3 flat.
3 flat. I was gonna give it a 4.8. I gave it a 4.6. Dude, I laughed the entire time. I'm telling you right now, I never stopped laughing.
Okay. All right.
And good
Very
hard
interesting.
laughs most of the time. Like it
Really?
was good hard laughs. Yeah.
You must have been in a good mood when you
I
watched
must have been in a good mood on my way home from West Virginia. That's
that.
probably why I was on my way home from West Virginia.
Okay, yeah. All right, very interesting. Interesting. We're a point and a half off there.
That's a big, that's
That's
huge.
that is huge. That's a big spread.
It's huge.
All right.
40 minutes. That's it.
40 minutes. We have a couple of things to do for next week, of course. We have our Mount Rushmore, which will be your responsibility this week, and then we will have a comedy special, which will be my responsibility this week.
Okay.
You guessed it. We talked about it or something last week. You're like, oh, okay, well, we know what it's going to be next week, which is Dan Soder is especially the last, like, I don't know, 6 months, a year, something like that. I've been on this huge Dan Soder kick. And he just came out with another special. We did Son of a Gary a few years ago, his last special that he released, and he did another one just recently and just put it out on YouTube. Almost said Netflix, but it's YouTube. And it is called On the Road.
On the road.
On the Road. We both have listened to The Bonfire in the past. I listen to it every day still. And he 9 months ago or something left the show. He was on it for like 8 years. And it's not quite the same. I still listen to it every day because Big J. Okerson's unbelievable. But Dan Soder was
Who's on with him now?
Robert Kelly.
Any good?
Yeah.
Not
Yeah.
Dan
He's
Soder.
not Dan Soder. In fact, they have that running joke. He calls himself not Dan.
That's awesome.
So
I
anyway,
love
yeah, it's still good, but those two were I can't imagine there will be two funnier people together doing a show together than Dan Soder and Big J. Okerson. It was just every day made me laugh hard on my way
that.
to
Do you
work
know who's
every single
not
day.
funny? Two comedians that do a show together that I don't think is very funny at all.
Adam Schmidt and Chris Witt.
Oh, no, every day.
Oh, I don't know.
Tom Papa and
Oh, the lady that.
I can't remember, Fortune Feimster.
Oh, do they do a daily podcast?
It's like on, yeah, it's on, it was on Sirius. It's on Netflix as a joke on Sirius Radio.
Huh.
It's daily show. Every
Okay.
single day on Netflix is a joke.
Oh, I think I have
Oh
heard
my
that.
God, dude. Back
I
when I
mean, I've
had
heard
that,
it.
I
I've
would
heard
try
it.
to listen to it all the time. I'd be like, what am I get, I'm bored out of my mind right now, which is
Really?
probably what people think when they listen to this.
Yeah, probably. I like Tom Pop. I like Tom Papa's stand up. I've listened. He has his own podcast, Breaking Bread with Tom Papa, where he bakes bread for all of his guests. Something
Okay.
he started in the pandemic.
Okay.
People, that was like a big craze for a while. People were baking bread, and he got into it, and he started this podcast. And so he bakes a loaf of sourdough for his
You ever
guests.
notice that everybody has a podcast now or multiple podcasts?
Yeah.
I feel we've been doing our podcast longer than a lot of them.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty impressive. Anyway,
We're
I just
coming
wanted to
up
bring that
on
up.
6 years, something like that.
Pretty close, yeah.
Something like
Somewhere
that.
around there. Yep.
Okay. Dan Soder, on the road.
Let's talk about Dan Soder on the road. I'm very excited about that. Now I need to tell you, Adam Schmidt, what our Mount Rushmore for this year is going to be. Do you know how many times I have had the Mount Rushmore and just started looking around the room and wanted to say the Mount Rushmore of light bulbs just because I always look up and there's a light bulb and I'm like, oh, I should do the Mount
That's gonna
Rushmore
be
of light
tough.
bulbs. Not going to do that.
The bug light, Let's see. The black light.
Yes.
While you're thinking about that, I want to give you some fuel to do. So I think you either pick one
Oh.
of these or we both have one of each.
Let's
I
both have one of each. We got the Reese's Big Cup and we've got the Reese's Egg, which I mean, I think a lot of people will tell you the egg or the Christmas tree are two of the best that you can get.
Those are the kings.
We've done both of these before, rated both of these, I'm sure.
Yep. Just not for rating purposes,
Just to eat.
just we haven't had a Reese's deal in a
Because,
while,
like
so
we said, we're fat now. So
that's right. We gotta
we're going to
keep that going.
That's so good. So.
The Mount Rushmore, I mean, you got comedy stuff, you got baseball stuff, you got basketball stuff. That's all relate, that's all current events,
I
of
would
course,
like to do
food or
the Mount Rushmore of sports records.
oh, very good. Mount Rushmore sports records. Man. And it's very topical because you had, I mean, last year LeBron broke the all-time scoring record. He just had his 40,000 points, first guy to ever to 40,000 recently. You had Caitlin Clark breaking the women's record in NCAA Division I. You had her breaking the Pete Maravich's all-time record. We can do this.
Hold on a second now. You just put up air quotes around that.
Yeah, that's right.
okay?
And I'm a huge Caitlin Clark fan. I paid $125 to go see her. Very different records. Pete Maravich's and hers.
Is it so? I believe Pete Maravich held the. So, if I'm not mistaken, it was called the NCAA all-time scoring leader, right? That was Pistol Pete. What Pistol Pete? So, what's so different about NCAA all-time scoring leader? It feels the same for Caitlin Clark. You say that it's they're so different. I feel like it sounds exactly the same.
On a surface level like that, if you only go by that title, Pete Maravich did.
Is it called something else? I thought that's what it was called.
It's the most points, yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I'm very confused there for a second.
I don't appreciate your candor right now, and
I'm just trying to make sure that I'm getting it right, because as I say it, I feel like you're telling me I'm right, and then you're trying to turn it down to something different, but I feel like it's still the same.
it's different because number one, Maravich, and I could probably look it up now. Maravich did it in way less games, had to, because he averaged 44 a game in college. Caitlin Clark's averaged about 28, I think, 28 or 29, over the course of her career. So in way less games, also Maravich without the 3-point line, Caitlin Clark, where she's shooting 60% of the shots she shoots is behind the 3-point line. That's why they're different. I'm not discounting.
Yes,
It's
you
just a
are.
different thing.
No, you're 100% discounting it. You are 100% discounting it.
Look,
100%.
she's scored the most points.
Why can't we just leave it at that?
We
I don't
can.
understand why it has to be such. Everybody wants to put this asterisk next to it.
I
It's
don't do
not
that.
her fault that Pete Maravich played 3 years. It's
Absolutely.
not her fault Pete
She did
Maravich
it too.
didn't have a 3-point line. It's not her fault. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right about that. But it's not her fault that he had a 3-point line. It's not her fault she played in more games. That she can't control that. She
Of
broke the
course.
record. Can we all just, why do we have to, why do we, when everyone keeps saying she broke the record and then puts air quotes next to it, like you, or immediately talks about the things that are different about it? Pete Maravich was insane. Ridiculous. 44 points a game. Like, it just insane. Caitlin Clark is insane. She broke the record. Why can't that just be it? Why does it immediately have to turn into
It can.
let's discount what she's done now? There's no, this girl is a phenomenon. She's doing things that are insane. I just don't understand why any, and it's not just this. It goes to anything, right? Every time there's a record broken, somebody's gonna put some kind of caveat on it. We all know. We know there was no 3-point line. We know he played less games. She still broke the record. It is what it is. You can why does it have to be an immediate? I feel like so many people just immediately want to go, yeah, but, and it like, no, she did. She did. And her name is above it. When you look at college scoring points next to it all time, she has more than him. I don't care how or why. I mean, it's that's records are made to be broken, right? Break it down into errors. You want eras. You want to do it like that's fine. I would rather you say she's got the most points in the 2000s or he had the most points in the 1900s, something like that. I'm fine with that, right? It sounds old, doesn't it? It's because he is old.
Yeah.
My point is, why does this have to be this way? And it's not just with her. This is just the newest thing, right? When LeBron broke Kareem's, there was how many games did they do in it? How many is this? How many of this? And now he's at 40,000. So it's like, does it matter how many games he did it? Because he's playing for 1,000 more years longer than him. Whatever. What can we just be happy for people that have these great accomplishments in their life without immediately trying to like make them sound like they don't deserve it? It makes it sound like she doesn't deserve it.
Feels so weird because I feel like I'm the one that would defend Caitlin Clark like to anybody else.
Really?
It feels like, oh yeah,
Huh.
I'm a huge
If I
fan.
could
I've
have,
watched
oh no, I know
so
that.
many of her
I know you are.
games.
I know you watch a ton of her games. You were just telling my son the other night that he needs to watch one of her games. I get that.
That's funny.
And that's that, but that's just goes to show that it doesn't matter who you are, how you feel. There's that little thing inside you that just wants to go, yeah,
But I
but.
don't do that with everything. It just
No, I'm not
this
saying
is
you do.
the
I'm not saying you do.
this
I'm
is
saying
just
you
the just
hear it with a lot of things, and
sure.
you just so happened to throw air quotes up while we were doing it.
I did.
And I just wanted to let myself, that's how I feel.
I get it.
It does. I just it's it, why I just don't understand why we can't let people have something without
We
immediately
can.
trying to break them down. I feel like
Did you feel like I was trying to break her down?
No. You're not trying to break her down. Sorry. Not with trying to break her down, without trying to make it sound like it's not as good of an accomplishment as something else.
Well, it's not as impressive
Maybe
as
it's not as
how he got
maybe
there.
it's not as impressive as how he got there,
That's the only.
but she got there. Why can't we say that? Why can't we just be, how impressive is that? How insane is that she did that? It's got to immediately be, well, it's not as impressive as this over here. It's not about that. It's about what this chick's doing right now. We're not talking about 1950.
Well, you just called her chick. So maybe it is 1950.
What can I call our chick? What's wrong with that? I call dude a dude. If I'm talking about, some guy, I usually call them a dude. I'm not degrading her. She's unbelievable.
You know how I feel.
What are you talking about? That's not even true. I didn't bring her down. I didn't say, well, she chick or anything like
This
that.
chick.
I mean, you can try to turn this around on me all you want. It's not going to be the same. It's
Okay.
not the same.
All
Or at least I'm not going to let it. You're done. You're like, I don't even want to talk about this anymore because I love Caitlin Clark and I love Pete Maravich and I don't want to do this. I can see it in your eyes. I feel it in your
right.
body language, your little lean back. Like,
Everything.
are you done, Chris? Are you done tapping to there? Are you done? Are you done with your little rant? Because I love them both.
Yeah, I didn't feel the way that I think you took my air
No,
quotes at all.
it's not you. Okay. This has been going
It
on.
was
I've
me.
been
I did the air
no,
quotes.
no,
And I did them on, I mean, I did them because
no.
that is how I
Because that's
feel.
how you feel. And
But
I don't think you feel that strongly or anything
I
like
don't.
that. I've just been dealing with this for the past week. Everywhere I go, I'll be talking about how unbelievable what Caitlin Clark has done. And I'm getting this every time. And it's, well, no, well, it's not this. And oh, well, 44 44 a night and no 3-point line and what I'm not talking
Played
about
on some
that.
garbage teams too.
I'm not talking about that. Like, I don't even care about that.
She might shoot a better percentage than he did.
I'm talking about Caitlin Clark and how unbelievable what she did is. Just so happens that the person she beat was Pistol Pete. You know what? If we talk, nobody said any of this stuff when we were talking about whose record did she beat in the women's?
Kelsey Plum.
Plum, right? And that was just a couple years ago. Nobody said anything about Kelsey Plum when Kelsey Plum broke it, and nobody said anything about her when she broke Kelsey Plum's record. Like, made a big deal that not no no they made a big deal that she did it, but like, put any air quotes around it or said anything, well, except for the fact that Kelsey Plum did this and Kelsey Plum did
matter of
that.
fact, Kelsey Plum, I may have played 4 years. So if she did, I would have to look that up for sure. But if she did, then Caitlin Clark's is even more impressive because she's only played three.
I agree.
And she's going to be playing an hour and 45 minutes away from us next year,
yes,
pal.
She is. I You ever been to a WNBA game?
No, I haven't. I really want to go to one, and that might be my first one, unless I make it to one this. Actually, no, I think she could play next year in this coming season. Could she?
I don't know how that whole thing works.
Yeah, because their draft
is like mid-season or something.
I think it is, yeah. Yeah, because I think it's a.
But how do you get rookie of the year?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I haven't really paid close enough attention to that.
No idea. There's no
anyway.
Way. There's no way it can be in the middle of the year.
Yeah. I mean, they play a short season, kind of. So maybe it's right after now because they're about to start. Anyway, I don't know. I'm sure I'll go up and see her, but Indiana Fever tickets are going to be way more expensive. As a matter of fact, I got an email. Caitlin Clark announced like 4 or 5 days ago now that she was entering the WNBA draft. The next morning, I got an email from my Pacers ticket rep.
Yeah.
If you want Indiana Fever season tickets, you better get them right now. Okay.
They're
No,
not
no
gonna,
thanks, but thanks.
Yeah, they're not going to sell out. They're not going to sell out. It's just, I mean, like, maybe first game and
they'll sell a lot more
tickets than they ever do.
Yeah.
But we'll see how long it lasts. Apparently they got some really big, really good big girl. That's,
Leah Boston, I think.
Yeah. I think that's her name. Boston. Yeah. I just saw her. She was a rookie she's a rookie this year. I think
she was a rookie last
or
year.
She was a rookie last year. One of the two, whatever.
Yeah.
But, they're talking about how she was really good and having Caitlin Clark there be a young core. You got both. You got good defense with Boston and big body inside to clean up the boards.
And you got Kelsey Mitchell, who was like one of the top 4 or 5 scorers of all time, I think, in the women's game. And she's from Cincinnati.
I just want to say, congratulations to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable what you did. Great accomplishment. You deserve it. She deserves it.
Yeah. I mean, it's meaningless, but
my head.
You ever
my head's gonna explode.
Very last thing. You ever hear the story, the Larry Bird Pistol Pete story?
I just heard it because this is all going on. I just heard it on where did I hear that?
Bird even trash talked his own teammates.
He trash talked his own teammates, called him old and all kinds of you're washed up or something. I can't remember exactly what he
was.
Said.
I think it was like Bird was double teamed or something, and he still shot the ball or something like that. And
pass the ball.
He's
what?
like, yeah, and he's like, if you were any good, I wouldn't be double teamed.
Yeah, that was it. If you were any good, I wouldn't be double teamed.
To say that to Pete Maravich, but that was his last year and Bird's rookie year.
Yeah.
I think so. Anyway. Very interesting.
How many years did Pete Maravich play in the NBA, and why was he not that guy in the NBA?
He scored a bunch in the NBA, but he played on bad teams in the NBA too. I don't know. I don't know.
Playing on a bad team doesn't mean that you're not going to score. If you're the best scorer and you're on a bad team, then you might even score even more.
Yeah, he did. I feel like he got 23 a game or something like that, which isn't 44, but college was different. And he played for his dad in college. And I think he had the green light once he crossed half court because they weren't very good. But yeah, I think he was good. I think he just had I know he had a pretty major knee thing that I think cut it short a little bit. Oh wow. Oh no, never mind. That was just that one season. He oh okay. Nope. That's not what I was looking for either.
We're looking for a basketball reference or something.
Hey, well, yeah, I thought that would come up first, but it didn't, and so I was trying to find it on something else. There we go. Pete Maravich averaged 24.2 points, 4 rebounds, 5.5 assists. 24 points for his career. Not bad. Anyway, so he—I mean—he scored in the NBA, but he played for the New Orleans Jazz and the Atlanta Hawks before. When they both stunk for a long time.
I remember those
So
days.
I don't know. Yeah. You remember the 70s?
Yep. I sure
Sure.
do. I sure
Yeah.
do.
I mean, I don't. I wasn't born yet, but you were.
That's how old I am. I just want to say Pistol Pete was unbelievable. But why can't we just embrace? I mean, it's being embraced. She is being embraced.
No
I
kidding.
feel like she's being embraced more than her beating the record is being embraced.
Yeah, and it's been that. I mean, it's been 2 years that she's been ever. You know, she's been a national
Absolutely.
phenomenon.
Yeah. And then when she broke the women's record and, you know, they put a 22 and her name on the spot. You know, the logo three that she hit, you know what I mean? They put her name on the floor for where she broke the record for the women's. Now, they're not going to put anything on the free throw line for
Right.
her beating Pistol Pete, but it just seems like it's not as impressive to people, to me.
Yeah, I think because yeah, I mean because there are so many differences in the eras, the games, all that kind of stuff, the frequency of the scoring,
I mean, you
the
can say
rules and
all
all that.
kinds of stuff like about who
And the
the type
men's and
of
women's game.
yeah,
I mean,
men's and women's game, the type of players she played. She probably plays against women that are better than a lot of the men he played against back then, right? And he was more advanced in his skill level for his time period.
you know what I love? Both the all-time best scorers in college, also two of the best passers that ever
Ever,
lived.
ever lived. It's the coolest thing in the world.
I love that.
It's probably my favorite thing about her. So,
Definitely.
all right, that's enough about that. We're trying to wrap it up. We've got Dan Soder. We've got on YouTube, brand new. What's it called?
On the road.
On the Road, and then we have the Mount Rushmore of records,
Records,
all-time
sports
records, sports
records.
records. All right. So until next time, don't forget to turn your headlights on.